Sean and I were having a discussion about this whole proposal, and I really, my concern would be, you know, boards come and boards go, and they all have different ideas or things they want to do. But to make, for Dale to make a long-term commitment like that and us to make a long-term commitment like that, I really think that something like that should be put to the vote of the membership.
I disagree. The reason I disagree, it is the board.
And what happens next year?
Hang on a second. Let me finish. Okay. Okay.
No problem.
Okay. Not just the board has to manage, and that's what we're about. That is in our bylaws.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the rules and regs. I forget which section. I know. One of those. Anyway, the other thing is we leave it up to the membership. Doesn't get done. How many times have we been to there in my 8 years of ownership and membership? It's like there's been proposal after proposal to amend things, to change things. Now, obviously, amendments to the bylaws and regulations does have to be brought to the membership. But if it's not, if it's just a management issue, that's what we're about. And I could be wrong, but I believe that's what we're about.
Well, but it's not just that, but it's...
But if we're changing the bylaws, then we have to go to the...
Yeah, because it's not just that. It's not that we're just allowing some things to go on, but we're also making a very long-term commitment to say, this entity is using the ranch. Now, I'm not talking about the board or the DSRA, but...
The management, whoever it is, the management group,
is
whatever.
Using the ranch to make money on a long term.
That's what concessionaires do. You know, if
we have
national parks, it's no different than a national parks, or and the parks benefit. And we have to weigh, you know, what's the pros, what's the cons.
Can we go back up to my motion because we got to finish that? We never finished.
Okay, what was the motion?
That was I was making the motion on that by next month meeting we have a proposal drawn up stating that nobody can come on the ranch or that they have to call the board. You can have a form, whatever it is, that they can, or have them present to you some insurance before you could ever let a group on to the.
It would be more than an insurance. It would be an agreement.
An agreement.
Yeah, they need to have an approved agreement.
That's right.
Approve it. Okay, that's
yeah, and I don't know that we can say by next month we'll have something because each entity is going to be a different. It's like we had agreements in the past. It's just, whether it's Brent Robinson with the cattle, or it's Ole Lindgren with his goats, or if it's or horse rides. It's an individual agreement, and that you don't need to set up a policy. We do have a policy.
No, and that's why we have policy.
I think what she's saying is. Exactly
what you're saying. You had made the comment
on the motion.
That boards in the past maybe haven't followed the rules or shown the leadership.
Okay.
We are making a concerted effort to do that.
I think her motion is
say we're going back to that
just so that
I know everybody knows.
Okay, whatever happened before,
we're going back to policy.
And the
ranch is a private ranch for a reason.
We all bought into it, and the investment,
the value there is for it to be
a private ranch.
Right.
And so there's a balance for the usability,
but unless people. Properly come in contract or some way to use it,
then we need to be encouraging people
to find their way around
it. So by next meeting, we need to make that proposal that says this is the way we're going to handle it, and if they call you or they call me or they call Ben or whoever they call, we know exactly what we're going
to
tell them.
They have to have
how they need
to proceed.
Right. The procedure. Right. We need to be able to tell them the procedure that they need to go through to obtain that permission or permit.
Ed, do you want to second that motion? No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Yeah, you're going to have to write it, but you know.
A motion to draw up a procedural proposal for people who contract the ranch for you.
What if somebody contacted the tour group and said, this is what we need. You need to come.
We don't have that yet, though, but we're going to work on that.
Well, that's saying.
Well, but I am going to.
I mean, why don't they?
Sorry,
I
will still, because I told them we're meeting, they couldn't be here. They're going to call me or whatever. I mean, I will be in cut.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell them, as I said before, you do not have permission to be there. I'm going to ask them, are you done for the year?
So we don't have something in the next 2 weeks
that's going to blow up, hopefully. If you want to do something in 2009, which I already recommend to them, write it up and come, because, again, I don't want to be here trying to talk for them.
Right. I don't want anybody to get the
feel that I'm really sticking up for these guys. I do think, like I said, it's a great catalyst or an example to argue over these guys, because it's going to be a lot of other people, but the basics of what are you willing to pay, which I think, you know, there was some talk about $2 a person. They offered, and I think, $5 a person to drive through the rent. They said, we're already paying the Forest Service. That's where we're going. We are just going through. But my main concern is that they're going passing through safely
and not doing
any more damage. And $5 a person would help us with some funding.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm going to encourage them to come to the next meeting or the next meeting that they can. If they don't come till spring, fine. Until you come and get permission from the board as a whole, then
avoid the rant.
Okay.
So
I appreciate that. Hold on one second. I need to get back to this. Hold on. Let me see if I understand your proposal right. Okay. So you're proposing. Okay.
Draw up procedural guidelines for DSROA usage by private non-member concessionaires.
Just concessionaires? Or?
John.
Harvey's, whoever.
Like hunters.
Vance.
Yeah. Are we going to cover hunters? Or are we going to?
Yeah, groups. Mm-hmm. Let's, we could say groups.
Yeah,
I'd say
groups.
Because it may not particularly.
Groups or entity.
It could be something.
Vance.
Yeah, John. Ben, I think you mentioned that these people already have some kind of an agreement with the Forest Service.
Yes.
Why don't you get a copy of that? See what it reads.
Yeah, good. Good. They do, because they are a
legal group.
Yeah.
No, they are a certified
guide service
or whatever on the. Right. Well, I mean, but you guys, you may not have to reinvent the wheel here.
Right. Exactly. Good point, Vance. Very good. Okay.
Okay.
So we will. I need a second on that proposal.
I'll second on that.
We've got seconds around. All right. It's being quiet and listening. All right. All second. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Thank you.
Okay. I got off John, so he needs
That's
to have
point.
A minute.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to try to re-clarify what I thought she was trying to say, that she just wanted to know that we were going to. We understand that each
group is going to be different.
On, they may have a different, but she just wanted an agreement.
Process. No,
yeah.
It's
the
process.
Yeah.
How to approach the board, how to get, you know.
And that may be that they, each individual, we may just say, no, we really don't want you here, you know. And others, we might say, yeah, this is a fine.
I agree with you.
I understand why people want to go up through here, because this is a famous drone.
Oh, and it's short. And it's shorter. You can't go all the way around that.
Right.
Yeah, but it's got to have benefits. To have benefit
group,
for the ranch.
They've got an agreement with the BLM and their license.
Well, then,
and they additionally insure us so that we're protected.
Back that's, east, they would make it a toll road.
Yeah.
It's a private road.
That's a good
I think we've got to really explore
some options to solve this in the big picture. And I don't, I'm not, the only problem with the toll road is it costs more to regulate it.
Of course,
yeah.
I don't know how to deal with that. I mean,
I'm not an advocate for everybody.
But at the same time, I will say, as far as the local sentiment, though, and Linda and Sean are
here, you know, we've got to do something to be
at least,
I mean,
friendly.
We've got to be friendly. We've got to be
somewhat accommodating to local. Because if not, I'll tell you, I've
been through these things.
Yep.
Kane County will come in and take the road,
and they have the
legal right under eminent domain to come in and say we're taking the road, and the judge is going to tell us how much you have to pay. We pay you, and there's already set precedents. I bought easements through the school trust lands at $1 a mile
or $1 a foot.
How
long is that road? 5 miles. That's $25,000. They hand us $25,000 and say now it's a public road.
You know, and we would, you know, we will
lose
in court.
So I think
first to draw two
part of a line and just lock them out. Won't
we
deserve us?
No,
we want to try to accommodate.
Reasonable.
No,
reasonable.
No,
you.
No, I need
you
another one to give to Dave.
Yeah.
Dave Sills. Yeah, Dave Sills. Are we doing loud?
I don't know.
Everybody's awake by now.
Okay.
I would think so.
Yes, man. Okay.
Just slip it in now. They got a problem.
Well,
need to get out.
I'll tell you, these board meetings are never dull.
Okay. Was it money? Oh.
No.
Oh. No
from Dale from the board.
Afterthought after he ran.
Well, she thought of
something. Oh, okay.
Well, and we
may, you know.
What it says, Ben, present offer is good for 15 days. Look forward to their modification deal. So, again, I know from his point of view.
I know he's not going to hold up forever.
He's not
afraid of, like
he said,
tearing us apart and saying,
okay,
we only want to do
it. I understand.
But I understand his position where he's saying if he's going to come back, I think we've got to have, I don't care what it is, and by
lack of a decision,
we
made our decision.
Oh, no, I agree.
One way or another, we've got to have a
2009 plan. So, like you were saying,
by the first of the year, if we're going to do something,
or if we're going to work with Dale on this or a modified, I understand.
He's got to
know
that we can, you know, it's going to be January 1st. And
yeah, 2 weeks.
We know.
I mean, 2 weeks' time is yeah, well, I'm sure we can.
You know,
anyway, he'd be able to hammer most of it out today, but, you know.
Before Thanksgiving.
Definitely.
Yeah, I would like to get things taken care of so we can take you. I just hate holding up everything.
It's fast. Like John was saying, where did the last month go since we were here?
Sometimes things happen really quick. And business people, you make a decision right now because it's not going to, you might not get that opportunity later. This is something that Dell could drop dead in a year. You don't know. Maybe you won't come back on the airplane. I'm just kidding. But,
you're going the wrong direction.
Whoa! I'm just kidding. I know. Anyway, I'm just saying. I love Dell. He knows me.
I know. Okay.
He would never do that.
Well, if I could add my piece.
Saying is, it's an opportunity that we have, and it would be dumb for us to pass up.
If I can add my few cents, being around the ranch, going all the way around the ranch, every road, looking at the water systems, the fields, just everything, the fences, everything. You look at how many years it's taken to get it that way. I mean, it's going to take a little time, a little bit of money.
Oh, quite a bit of money.
You look at this plan, and, I mean, I can't make the decision, but it's going in the right direction. It's taken a lot of years for the ranch to be where it is today, and those cabins... And they're 30 years. You can spend more money putting Band-Aids on Band-Aids.
Well, are we going to go through this?
Yeah.
I
think let's go through it. Let's
just go line by line.
New business and then go to that.
Well, that's actually, the new business is budget, and this is budget.
This is part of budget.
Considering the, as far as, the, I don't, the
yeah,
other the aspects of the but I was going to try to postpone not have a meeting next month, but now that, you know, it looks like we got a lot of stuff to deal with.
We need to pick a date because it is an ugly month.
Okay.
It's going to be tough.
For finalizing the budget, but this is part of it, but we can definitely go through this. Let's do that line by line, and that way, okay, well, the reseeding project, that's already going forward. Is everyone satisfied with what's going on there?
Just in a review, I think it gave them 2 years plus all groundwater that they could muster up. I mean, we didn't.
No groundwater.
No, yeah, we
did not come in.
They get water from the sky.
Surface water.
Dry farming so far.
Here's what they're doing. Paul
may know a little more, but
that was what we. I think we talked 200
acres.
400.
You know, 400. Okay, we had a number of acres,
and we would not commit to any water resource again because of the cost and unless with a longer time. At the same time, though.
I know that they've done a lot of time looking at the
ditches just to not build
new stuff, which takes a lot, but
to
improve
look
along
at the,
there.
The
diversions are there.
The ditches that are broken
to try to repair
them. There's a good example. Rock Hollow, there's that huge field right there. There are gulches that come down both sides, from the north and from the west.
Okay.
You could put a reservoir there, and it's up high enough. You could flood those fields with enough water to grow all year round.
They've plowed the well field now and planted with
triticale, which is an annual, comes
up,
and so it will come up in the spring.
You will be impressed. The problem is you get one
crop. They'll come in and fail it.
And then you're back to square one. What they're
wanting to do,
I think their tentative
plan is to plant triticale
and either when they cut it in the
stubble or even
before it matures, you can
drive over it to go in and plant
dry land.
Alfalfa, Laydack or something. But that's not going to survive long term unless they have water. So they're
trying to decide between
now and spring. Can we get
the ditches in good enough shape to try to flood irrigate this next summer? If they do,
then they'll put in the
dry land alfalfa and stuff. But that's what they're—that's the idea. What they're—that's
sort of the point.
Kind of
looking.
So yeah, I think that's—I think this reseeding project is going well. Like I say, 100 acres completed. They're like I say, you're identifying the water sources, and they've already started work on the airstrip. That's excellent. And
it's not well water.
No. It's a well field.
Right. but it's not well water yet.
It's at the extent of Dale. Right?
No. No,
we
this is at the Johnson brothers.
This is
Johnson.
The plant itself is Johnson's.
Well, that's Steed, Alan Steed.
No.
Okay, group.
Right. Yeah,
it came through Alan Steed.
I run the money. I'm trying to figure out who's paying for this.
Yeah.
We're not paying.
We're not paying.
We are not paying for them.
That needs to
we gave that permission. It was our last meeting.
It's another written agreement.
It's on the board.
Renewable lease, is that what we have?
Yeah.
We have a 2-year renewable lease. They're putting in whatever
they
want to.
Are willing to gamble that they're going to get enough hay cut out of it to
see. That's why
you know, they would have done, they'll do more work
if we'll give them a long period of time. We were only willing to.
This is a pilot project.
The
agreement?
This is our board minutes.
But shouldn't we have a written agreement with them?
With the
Johnson? It's our board.
They're funding everything. They're bringing.
We aren't doing anything.
I know, but for their protection, even.
I don't know that.
They didn't want any.
Alan really wanted to.
And again,
it's a pilot program.
It's a pilot program, and it's not costing us a cent. It's looking much better. And, we didn't want to get into anything written.
Because
they're willing to take the gamble.
We're not going to be here forever.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they're taking.
But that's why they're not doing water, and we would not agree to water.
We agree. If we get into water wells, and we're talking big money, we need written agreement. This is on a handshake deal, like most any of the farmers
work around here, and we hope it's a win-win. We won't go too far that if it's not a win-win.
If we don't like it after.
We don't like it, but we
demand that the sage brush is gone.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
So that's
the rabbit brush is gone.
That was free.
We need more
brushing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been saying for a long time, several fields, we do need to irrigate more. We do need to figure out ways to.
Yeah.
You talked to Alan Steve. You talked to the Johnson boys.
That's exciting. It's exciting.
Okay. Next.
The whole reason
this is happening, I'll tell you.
Whether it's Alan Steed
and the Johnsons or
Dale and this whole thing, this has very little to do with money and has to do with passion that these guys will do it. And their whole thing is they're trying to calculate to not lose too much money. You know,
but if they break even,
it was
a thrill of the ride to them.
Right. Yeah. You know, they just
love it.
Happy.
Those boys are amazing.
Good hard workers.
They're so cool.
Okay, next page, protection of DSRA water rights. And we identified this last month as a major priority, and the work that Dale's put in to get those rights initially for one thing, and then, you know, see where we're at. And I still didn't get an assessment on where we're at on some of those rights. I thought we were potentially going to lose some of those or something.
Well, that's what he's saying. The one that he was afraid of losing,
it's not even recorded.
But there's two. One that he talked about losing last time is the spring below the ranch house.
Right.
And we've decided we never had it. Because when the Finley family had it, it springs up. It was
low enough. Back then they
didn't have pumps or pumping costs. It was... Then kind of decided, well,
that would flow down to the next ranch house.
That's what Darrow Johnson has filed on. He's put the dam on maybe our property, which still needs
to
be
resolved.
It looks
like it's on our property.
Dale says it's on our property.
Dale's gone and hiked it and is still did not find one survey yet, but we've
still got to address that issue.
Haven't surveyed. Larry?
What Darrow Johnson did was just change the water right name to his name from the ranch that he bought.
Originally.
And that spring has been filed on years and years ago, and belonged to that little ranch down below. Why it wasn't involved in the whole deal, springs or not, the family evidently didn't want to sell it when Dale was getting the other. But so that water's been piled on for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You just switched the name.
I think
Roy Poole. Yeah. Roy Poole sold to Darrow. There's two interests.
There's so Darrow has
half interest.
There's another guy in Las Vegas that has half. That's
kind of a silent partner.
Right.
And so the water right, I think, is theirs. I think the only real issue there
where the,
is if they come and build a reservoir on our property
without written approval, that was completely inappropriate.
Well, then we have more water.
Yeah, we just throw
something. What kind of liability, or do we just
call it ours?
Say thank you. I mean, we need to decide that. But.
Was there a reservoir there before?
No.
It was diverted.
There's an old airplane wing down there that was a diversion.
There was
an airplane wing. There was an old diversion there.
Well, it's been washed out a time or two.
Yeah.
I went through a lot of this water stuff when I was on the board.
Well, I'm just learning.
The important thing is, in the last month,
the most important thing for our water rights,
Dale has done in
that
showing that we're maintaining our systems.
Reestablishing
ponds, reestablishing ditch lines. We're taking these photographs. So if somebody comes and says, you haven't used it, we can say, no, we've put in work. We've maintained.
Yeah, we have proved the proper water.
Okay. That's what we're, that's that maybe not all of them. The dozer is moving
north. So as
it gets to the
northern
end of the ranch, then we'll do some work
up there. But every time we
touch a pond, we've restarted the clock. You know,
most water rights
expire in 5 years. We've definitely
not touched a lot of these in 5 years.
I don't know. If you looked at the picture of the pond that had the old wooden trellis, I guarantee nobody in this room's ever been there. Dale had never been there until Monday.
I
drove him
into
it. He had
thought about it.
They had discovered when the ranch was
established, nobody knew it was there. And so the dozer has moved
into there. It was on some of those pictures where there's an old
wooden
trellis and headgate. You've probably been up to it.
That scared me. He lit a fire in there and was burning some brush.
Yeah, you found it.
Yeah, I found it.
That's the hidden reservoir.
Oh, the hidden reservoir, yeah.
Hidden reservoir is actually on BLM property.
But to divert that water
into there and watershed that water and stuff, now we will be able to, you know, show that.
Now that we are maintaining it.
So I think that's
and there's no one disputing that we haven't.
But they
right.
could.
But they could.
Yeah.
So now,
we're going to stop. On a bigger scale, if you look at this whole thing, getting back to basics was cabins, roads, and water.
And there's your water.
There's our water.
No,
and that's the biggest.
Cabins, roads, and water.
Out of all of them. And that's the biggest part.
And we have to appreciate Dale for doing that,
absolutely.
Because otherwise we don't have it. We haven't got a ranch anyway.
Okay.
Well, if you maintain your water rights, there's people sitting on computers every day trying to find out where
right.
people are
defaulting. Right.
And they've made some.
Right.
Those that, you know, John, you're going up today, you know.
Yeah.
And Paul knows the engineering, I'm sure.
For the way that you know,
the shot, the grade, the stuff to catch.
Below, I don't know who owns Massengill's place now.
That's Rick and Nancy Nielsen.
Rick and Nancy Nielsen.
There's three culverts there. Before, the one main culvert carried most of the water, went down through the Pollywog Pond and washed it out. There's
two more to the west.
Now they've enlarged that
bank just off the county road.
Right.
Several hundred feet to catch all
that water that comes under the county road down and through the reservoir now, and built an overflow that won't wash out.
Okay.
And
yeah,
so
that overflow in the picture, right?
You remember where I put that wrestling mat?
Yeah.
They made that thing.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah,
it's huge. I'll see it in person today.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I do appreciate all that, and we need to make sure all of our records, we need that. And you still volunteer office?
I do. Linda said she has some, so I don't have
I would say we need to have a triple situation for all our records. I think ultimately we
see, even the records that Dale has today, you know,
a secondary place with another copy.
A recording of everything.
We have electronic copy.
Well, that's
what I was going to say.
At the ranch.
We've got to start,
and should be in this, as far as the board.
And it's hard to go back, but at least starting now,
that we start putting more stuff, and I'm sure that Vance can set up or whatever on the website, like whatever cattle numbers for Barbara to scan that or email it somebody, and then we all know where we can go get it.
It's not
a matter of where did that piece of paper get lost.
Vance can make a lot of copies with all his digital stuff on all the emails.
No.
Couldn't he, I think? I vote he could do that. He's so good.
What digitized or
no, Barbara had it. I was pointing
at you, but Barbara
had counted the cows or whatever.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
okay. Any records
like that. If those were just put on the website,
we ought to even
or
get software you can put together so that you can put in, you know, username and password to get in just to upload stuff.
Okay.
That all the board members could do. We might want to look into that.
Well, let's communicate on that on by email and let's move on.
Thank you.
Obviously, the next thing was the sale of the cattle, and that's still in process. And we're gonna
now. If Alan Steed,
we have to get a hold.
Alan Steed, is there another avenue we can...
Now, why are we thinking Alan C. might drop out?
I'm just throwing
auction.
That out.
Auction.
The auction. Yeah, we can always transfer them to the auction, but, you know...
We can get information on the auction.
The biggest thing is getting the information. How old are the cows? How many were there?
Well, but if it goes to auction, nobody cares.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's either Alan... We need that for Alan. If not, or not.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to load them in a stock trailer and
haul them to Richfield.
How far is Richfield? We have a stock trailer, but I don't think it'll hold all them.
No.
Okay.
Trips.
Or is it?
Yeah.
It's only 50.
Okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't hold.
Let's stick with. I mean, we can make.
So we're working on this.
Okay, we're working on this.
Okay.
Who's doing that? So we're thinking ultimately the plan is, besides the members that want to buy cattle, we're going to give them to Alan.
Paul's going to identify
come
who's
up with
a
reasonable amount. To credit as they count for the thing. Okay.
Okay.
Sean needs to come out and spray painters.
Yeah.
As a credit.
I'll just shoot it.
Okay. So this now, the current board of directors, as defined by laws, is the current role. Obviously, this is our current role.
Right.
What Dale was saying is like this is to provide maintenance repair. This is our management plan.
Mm-hmm.
Provided, you know, whether we go by our management plan or not, but this is basically our management plan. Until we develop a mission statement or a big plan, you know, this is it until, you know, and this is part of what we're going to do.
Well, that's why he's trying to take some of the pressure off, because
right.
There's a lot of stuff to be done here.
Well, yeah.
And people on the board have jobs. We have things to do, and nobody comes, and nobody's doing all the stuff. And even if you do, next year or in 2 years, you're going to be out, and somebody else is going to be in, and they're going to start all over from square one again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening. That's why he's making this proposal.
That's why we can't get anything done.
Okay.
So, because we haven't established, we haven't...
We know what our
responsibilities are, and
there could be another option.
And the suggestion is to parts and properties to the management company.
Yes,
that's what he's proposing.
That's
I think
he's
because he's willing
in exchange. Yeah, so
for funding.
Boil it back down to the ultimate. It's saying basically in exchange for using the common land to develop opportunities to make money, right? Is that ultimately what it is?
Mm-hmm.
That in exchange for that, he's going to make improvements with our permission.
Yeah,
right?
Manage it. So we won't have the role.
That's
we won't
really,
have the insurance.
That's really.
We won't have any of those issues.
If we boil this down to it, that, isn't that really what it, we're saying?
They would have paid management.
Right?
Yeah.
Larry,
you go through the membership. If it's common land they're using, does that belong to everyone?
It's how you do it, because if the board makes the decision, well, we'll get to that part at the end. It's kind of a thing where you can do.
But that's a little legally right now. The members of the association have the right to do one thing, and that's board on the board of directors.
That's it. No,
two things. And changes in bylaws.
So that would have to go to
bylaw changes.
So
what? What
he has put in here to
protect the members and allow them to have a voice was,
he said
something about it going to a vote of the people.
At 51, if they want to
there's
oppose,
a problem. Because again,
if
they do something that's
adverse to the, how did he word it?
The enhancement of the ranch, the enhanced enjoyment, yeah. It's not going to be one or two
people. It's going
to
be the
majority of the ranch standing
up
and saying, hey, whoa, this is no good.
Well, they'll vote out the board, too.
Yeah.
They just say, get rid of them, and we're taking over.
Yeah.
But, you know, they voted you in to make decisions. And then if they didn't like it, then they can take
51%. Deer Springs has been hampered in the past
because the
board was afraid of taking
some
responsibility and leadership.
And we try to keep sending out
not only
informal surveys,
but actual votes to the members.
As a board, we've got to make those decisions. If we're not willing
to, then we need to get other board members.
I think last year's board, towards the end of the year, and what we have currently now, we're willing to make decisions, and we have made hard decisions, and this is another decision that. You know.
Well, we're going to be historic in making changes. We're going to do something.
So this is going to require written agreements, right?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
so before I would be able to vote on this, I want to see those written agreements.
Well, but what he's, I think
yeah,
what he's saying is,
saying,
do we want to go forward on December?
Bring that written agreement.
Right.
You know?
That's what we're saying. That's what he's asking. Can you guys make a decision that says, let me bring a proposal to you? This is your problem. This is a solution. And that's what he's asking. This is your problem.
What?
This is your solution. Here's what I want to propose to you. Now can you make – and that's all I was asking for was for us to make a decision on bringing a proposal.
Well,
whether he can proceed further.
Yes,
with
right.
Let me ask this.
He's proposing to put together a proposal. Is there any of these areas that we say, hey, we don't want a proposal.
Look,
we don't want
that.
Yeah,
we do not want your –
That's what we don't need.
Yeah.
We have already talked about that. Okay,
right,
future
yeah.
topics
Everything
that can be addressed.
Well, yeah, it's at the
okay, do we want him preparing the budget and plan to increase assets?
Sure.
Or,
we're not, it's not our budget.
What we've done in the past is pretty simple anyway.
Sure.
It's like, what was last year's budget? What
yeah.
was the category?
Yeah.
Well,
do we think we're going to fund
some
it?
Things here.
You know, do we think we can fund it at this percentage
but,
or how much money?
And, you're right. He's if he even has
$121,000,
I mean, what are we investing more in? If Here's another idea if you think about this. If he makes this successful, we could end up with no students. Okay? How happy would the people be if they were cut in half? How happy would they be if we went less?
Well, I was thinking about sending a reimbursement for everything we don't spend this year. We can just, you know, dividend back to the people.
Yeah.
See, there
that's
you
go.
I'm just saying that there is a could be a possibility. Okay?
Well, I think...
Let's
from
check
the
it
reaction
out.
We're getting from a lot of the lot owners and people that come in and stay in the cabins is they've seen the place a total wreck for years. And to see their money kind of go where?
Yeah.
And to actually see something taking place that the board approved. You know what?
They want action. They don't want
to
do it.
Going on at the ranch.
My only concern
right
is I want to make sure that the board has the authority to approve something like this. Mm-hmm. That's all. That would be mine.
If we look at the bylaws.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
There's no question. The board is the only
right
has the
that.
Right to contract
right.
and bind the association.
Right. Exactly.
So there's no question
legally.
There, I
so
don't.
It goes. It comes under to safeguard the assets and properties of the association. That's probably one of their biggest things that we do is that by safeguarding, by making improvements, we're safeguarding
the
assets. It's back on one of the pages.
See, and that's something that the board needs to retain.
It's on the sunken ship.
So where is that?
Second to the bottom.
Second to the bottom.
Okay, that's something that we can't delegate.
No.
Right.
Bill
can't
take that under
No, he can't take that, but by allowing him to manage, you know,
right.
by getting revenues and doing these other things for us, we are safeguarding the assets and the properties.
And right. And so we keep that. We oversee, you know, and direct some direction in the contractor doing that and, again, retain the authority that if that's not happening, if we find something that's adverse to safeguarding the assets, we've got to either make course direction or, you know, cancel the whole thing.
I think for me to make an intelligent decision on a vote, I need to see the details. And I think that
we won't see the details till.
Shall we agree to say okay? Bring
it. Let's look at it.
So you're making a motion to.
I
thought we were just going to look at this. Well, he's gone for a week, okay? So
but here's the thing.
We're not meeting
this is
again.
What it turns on is in the details. Because just like, for instance, this whole the goat adventure.
Sure.
I didn't agree on, you didn't agree on, but we end up having to deal with it. Then we get this, you know, backwards back deal agreement of paperwork, and there's no escape clause.
Okay, so you make the motion that says we want to see the proposal.
Sure, I'll make the proposal.
I'll second it.
I'll make it right now, but I need to see the details.
Yeah.
Well,
for me to make a decision on it, I need to see the...
Well, we can't sign a contract, or... With
but we've never
that's
reviewed.
All that he's asking
Absolutely.
For.
There's no problem with that.
And it's going to be a multi-level.
I mean, there's no contractor's going to come. We're all going to say, yep, we're going to have to redline it and go through it. And
see what, if you need to leave. You
I think it's a good idea. I think we just, the devil is in the details in this.
That's, well.
But he's got situations. There's things in here like he's going to recommend bylaw revisions. He can make recommendations as a management company, but it's up to the board.
And it's the board
not just the board. It's up to the membership to approve.
The board has got to even approve that we want to put it to the
membership, and then it's ultimately
a membership vote.
I don't want to go through what we did
before. There was one year where we had two or three different revisions. We confused more, and that's where
we're
turning away. They just turned away.
So we've got to take the responsibility to even say, hey, this is something that, whether we agree with it or not, it's at least logically
and well-written enough that it's worthy of
consideration.
You know,
I don't want to vote on bylaw changes for the next 4 years because we get fighting.
If he's
willing to do
two
it.
Lines, we came down to two lines.
Motion by Dustin Hollis to have Dale bring proposal to the board in December.
And I second it.
But we need to see the vote.
Call for a vote.
Agreements.
One thing real quick.
Okay.
Hold on.
We have a motion.
It says prepare, present a detailed plan to the membership with the expectation of consensus. So he's already... He's already expecting us, if we ask him, he's already expecting us to approve this.
No,
yeah,
he's
but
expecting
we don't have
that you'll like it.
No. You're not reading the print.
Yeah, but he's expecting that you will like what it is, and then if it's not good, it'll go to the vote for the membership.
I just want to make sure that everybody's clear that if we ask him for
a detailed
proposal,
membership,
he expects
detailed plans. Well, his expectation is that he's proposing something that he feels comfortable with and good about, that he feels good enough that it should pass.
So everybody's happy with
that.
That he can give us a green light.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
For instance, here's a detail that people could be mad about or not about. We need to make sure that if we're going to do things like allow us to rent out cabins to non-members, that
we do that already.
Yeah,
we already
do
that already.
I'm talking about as a... We don't really do that very much. We do that in very specific, limited amounts.
We don't always want to do that.
We used to more
on that basis.
We used to maintain
the cabins more. But when we shut down the point system, we shut down anything, we shut down any source of revenue, we've gone downhill and struggled ever since.
Sure.
I think that what the board has to do is
still have the checks and balances and
so
accountability. If there's an outside
person, fine. But if you
damage the cabin
and those kind of things,
they understand. Those are
the members that go there. We're a little more tolerant if it's not perfect
because it's a little
bit of a co-op, and they take good care of it. The renters that show up,
they assume it's a
motel, and they just
leave it as filthy as possible and
stuff.
We've got to be beyond that. And whoever is renting it out has to oversee that. I'm not sure, again, that the board, we've tried the board, and it's
no,
a lot of work. Clarkson Properties at
one time rented their time.
And I remember
the board has to, and there was... But they're part of
the problem is any of those programs,
you got
to work out some kinks, and they
did it for a year or two, and then scrapped the whole thing because there was
enough
criticism and stuff. It's going to have some kinks, but we just have to have it.
Yeah, and I think that's a good resource, and I don't have a problem with using it, but we just need to make sure there's some protections in there. Like, for instance, the members are always first on.
Mr. Clarkson has several lots. He can rent out his property, his assessments, anytime he wants to anybody.
He does.
He can gain money from them by doing it.
What we get is
reservation. I mean, that's already in
the section that Ed was reading. The last line to that, unless opposed in writing by 51% of the DSR membership.
Yes, right.
Now,
so we need
we're
to make
putting
sure
something to the board. I mean, we're putting something to the membership. They have to have, we have to get it out to them. They have to have a time to respond to that. And I don't think
it
does say this.
I know, but wait a minute. That's right.
We need the membership to know what
that doesn't imply a vote.
I didn't see any of this, but
we were approved by the board of directors to proceed as outlined unless we have 51% of the membership that opposes it.
And they have to be informed.
They have to be informed. That's it. They have to be informed for them to be able to oppose in writing.
And that
they
information
have to be informed.
Can go out with their assessment.
It has to
we'll
go
be doing
out with
a mailing
them.
In December.
Right.
That's a good idea.
And that's the cancellation of what one thing I know.
That's your backup.
I really think that that's a good idea, and that's not the same as a vote. I agree with you. So if we're going to look at it and we say we want to approve it, I think that's good, and then we get the membership a chance
to say, no, we don't
really
like it.
Opposed to it.
They need
they
to vote.
Can, they can
right
do
in.
It, but they see the same paperwork we did.
Super.
So we're transparent.
Right, and but we're
I think that's great because what that does is it also lets us off on the hook on that situation
yes.
because they've got an opportunity to make their
well, and if
it's developed in a long term thing, one day we're all going to
get tired of doing our turn in here, and
yep.
we're going to be gone. This would survive. So that if there is an
agreement that it's something that's a
2 year
contract, automatic
renewable,
or whatever, but
it continues to go
unless or at any time.
That membership.
51% of the members sign the petition and say, we want to cancel the contract. We're back to square one.
I think, as long as that's in there,
that's
the escape clause. For reason,
there has to be an escape
for cause or no clause.
Oh, absolutely.
We run into
agreements where
I think that's
second
a good
balance.
Escape clause. Okay, as long as that's in that paperwork.
Okay, the next paragraph, I have some heartburn over, though.
Can you count for a vote?
No, not yet. I haven't gone through this yet.
Okay.
Funding the operating cost project as proposed and provides supervisory and management tasks for general maintenance of operations, office staff, ranch employees, consultants, and independent contractors. What
so
that's for
it's taken
who we hire away from us.
Yes.
Who cares?
Yeah, but look at this.
No, yeah.
I care.
I do care.
I do care.
Okay.
He says or. That's you have to complete that. All right, it says or defer to DSR for the completion of the tasks and responsibilities.
Right, and that's where it can be split either way.
You say that you do have a reservation or somebody else.
But I think it's the board's responsibility.
To
solely responsible.
Who we hire and who we employ.
Well,
maybe
I'm totally
mistaken. When I went through the process, what I was envisioning or thinking, and
again, usually in owners' associations and stuff that operate,
Nancy and Paul would
become employees.
They are employees.
They are.
No,
they are.
I know.
They are.
DSR, wait.
Right.
Proposal. They may become employees of Clarkson
Properties.
Because they
because
so that right. So that the whole purpose
is
under that, whether it's buying propane gas and putting underground tanks and crunching numbers, somebody in a business mind on a daily basis is
going to
spread the budget twice as far as the board that meets once a month, and we later look back and say, crap, the
goats ate us out of house and home,
and all of us were either asleep
or didn't agree with them but still didn't have the wherewithal
and willing to
dedicate the
time to do it. The grading of the road, some of the stuff, I think what he's thinking, and right now, our present manager, I don't think that he's
unhappy. I've never heard anything but great, you know,
admiration for what you guys are doing, but
if for some reason
Paul and Nancy left the ranch or whatever, you know, that management process would be but I think that the actual overhead and insurance and some of those things would be handled in a corporation business setting instead of under a board of directors.
It again goes back to our tax status as a
nonprofit and some of those operation things. We're not running efficient in some of those you know, items.
Okay, go back a little bit. A few years back, okay, Barbara Button was doing that, and she was managing the thing. And that's exactly how she did it. She hired, she fired, she did whatever the managers. She did that under her business name because she subcontracted to DSR.
Right.
And
that
was a good model.
And that's where the board says, hey, I don't know, the employee that you just hired up there isn't
working. They're
not friendly. They're not taking care of stuff. And we direct the contractor.
Yeah, we
either you get them trained or
get them operating, or we're cutting your contract and going back to hiring our own people.
That's what the board gets to do.
But we would
top of the chain.
Yeah.
You get to say yay or nay, but they manage the thing. We don't micromanage. We just let them manage and see how it turns. You know what I mean? If there's something we disagree with, then we bring it to their attention, say this is an issue.
It says that they're providing the supervisory management task
yes.
and they're providing the ranch employees.
Exactly what Barbara Button did.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's exactly what Barbara Button did. That's true.
But she did it under her own business name.
Yeah.
And she subcontracted from us.
Right.
Well, if you look at the ranch employees might not include us. It might include other people working on different
contractors.
Yeah, the road may, it may or may not. I don't know. That's where
yeah,
I,
well,
I'm
that's
not sure.
That's why we need the proposal. We need a proposal and say, yes, we like that or no, we don't.
I think
like
that the, well, I think they could help with that part of it. But I think
the decision
needs to have some
to do with
say
the
on.
Well, I think in the contract may say, at least the branch manager and some of these key positions,
talking
summer help or who grades the road, some of the key positions
cannot be terminated
or new ones can't be hired without board approval or, so that
that's
we're rehiring
why
people
the
or...
in the details. If I don't see what some of those things in the paperwork, if it's not in the paperwork, then
no, we have to see that.
If you look at the
top,
how do we proceed?
Well, nothing.
He'll come up with something.
I guarantee
he's
not going to think of the details,
and
he's not going to think what each of our pet peeves or what is. We're going to have to then, just like we did last week,
we
stroke a whole sentence and we add a new one and say,
okay, I'll cover with it as long as I have this out
or this escape clause
in good faith, let's run with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
The beauty of this thing is, even
since last month, let's say tomorrow Johnson's leave and
Dale leaves and everything,
we still have several hundred acres of brush removed. We have ponds rebuilt that haven't been rebuilt in 30 years. So I am still,
if we err...
Personally, and I said this when I went on the board, I know, and I appreciate
John's detail in wanting to review it, but I said...
I'm frustrated at things that we started 10 years ago when I was president that hasn't happened. I don't want to wait very long. If we err, we cannot have Dale peddling and six of us riding the brakes. We
got to have more
peddling. There's always the brake rider that keeps us from running down the hill too fast. But right now, that's not our problem. We're on the uphill right now. We need
more people pedaling, not somebody saying, I'm riding the brakes to make sure we don't run away. No, we're going uphill. We don't need you riding the brakes. So
I would be, again, I need to
definitely see the details because I don't know, believe you guys know.
I sometimes don't understand what
But the
overall thing and the spirit of it, and that's why I wanted to go up with him,
okay.
And we went up and saw the things on Monday.
So what I'm reading here though is that either we approve it as it's written or we modify it.
Right.
This, and then we post.
No. Proposal.
Authorization from the board to
yes.
move forward to move forward with this project.
Yes. Yes.
Or modify it. Are we going to modify it now?
Yeah, we need to.
We're going
to
modify it when we get the details.
We need to modify the proposal right now.
This is the proposal.
Right. For instance,
this is the
livestock
proposal.
Activities. We don't need him to do anything for livestock. That's right. I mean, that's
right.
Taken care of.
Well,
either for now.
We don't have any livestock
right.
per se. But as far as fencing and things like that, that's what
we need to start now in
to
the
rebuild.
Stuff to rebuild.
To rebuild the infrastructure, if that's what we want to do. If we do want to get back into the at some point, we may not want to do that.
Well,
but we have to consider it as far as our rules and regs. We can allow membership. We can allow membership.
I don't have a problem with having livestock. But we're not in any condition to do
that. I think
right
he's
now.
Personally
right.
thinking
right.
of a livestock plan.
I think there'll be livestock. I'm sure there's going to be livestock.
He will want to manage
that. I think that's why it's in there.
The escape clause on devil in the details is the board to approve number and amounts, for instance. Do you see what I mean? That's the issue. That's where we got to have the control. Again,
amounts for what?
I don't see that detail. I need to see that detail.
Oh.
But amounts for what?
Well, suddenly he says, I want to bring on 500 head of cattle.
If he's paying for them, do we care?
I do care. I don't want 500 head of cattle on there.
Well,
I think the key thing is...
But you understand. You see what I mean.
We're limited
right?
to 260 or 280 or something.
Yeah,
like
it's regulated.
Most of our...
Anything is acting on the BLM, and
they regulate it. But we want proper management. I mean,
that's where...
I don't... There may be a few members that are
just totally against cows...
That point,
uh-huh.
I don't most
of them. The problem is,
yeah.
I'd like to see more deer.
Well,
vegan,
no.
I guess.
I think that the majority of the people would
rather see less cows and more deer.
They would rather see less grazing or better
managed
grazing and more
grass.
Yeah,
you know, and so just that's our problem. Again,
the number I'll tell you because I've been through this a lot, and I'm
trying to still find my
rotation plan that we put together
10, 12 years ago.
the number of cows are not the problem, or the number of sheep.
That's it's the management of where they're at. Yeah. And if they are together and we do this pasture until it's grid up, and then we let it rest while we completely get out of it.
Yeah.
But I go up, and lately...
They're everywhere.
And they just go wherever they want, and so every gate's open, and so they just kind of pick the best grass, and they let the old stuff grow up, and that's what we've got to get away with.
So what we have in front of us is, I mean, we have this proposal from Clarkson Properties. We either accept it as it is, or we make a modification to it if we feel that we don't want it to go forward as is. And that's my point is roads. I mean, we're doing pretty good in roads.
There's areas of the ranch. We've got a lot of money.
He's going to contract people to do that.
And he's going to get.
He has other people that will contribute.
He's going to
take
this.
On
those liabilities, if you want.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying.
I think a lot of it is what he's saying.
It would be like the county commission saying, "This is a road standard.
We want roads. You know this.
You know, and so." If it's not happening, it's not back to us trying to take time and go
and find somebody.
It's a matter of saying, Dale, the roads aren't there. Either you
got to tune up whoever you got there or replace them. Again, now we've got the
piece of equipment. We've got to make sure, and I think, we've got to use that, and some of the people
that are on the ranch that are using, that are running it part-time out. But even
in the last
year, we've
still in
some areas done more damage to the roads than
good to the roads
by grading them incorrectly.
Let's let Ed read through these. Ed, read through each one of these. Now, this is the whole proposal, really. It's
literally, yeah.
Right.
That's exactly right.
So let's read through each one and say yay or nay.
Okay.
Now,
water rights, I don't think we have a problem with. I mean, everybody wants to see our water rights protected.
We need to.
And we really then lack on it. It lacks them. I don't think there's anybody here that wants to take on that job.
We don't. Nobody knows enough to do it.
Right.
Right.
So,
that's right.
Good.
We need to.
I think that's a valid.
Say okay on the water rights.
Right. To manage.
Okay.
Agriculture activity and production.
I think we should just shelve that for right now. I really do.
Well, yeah, all it is conducting the research leading to
shelve it.
Okay.
What he's saying there is he's taking on the responsibility to manage that.
What he's saying is, again, I'm happy for somebody to do the agriculture activity and production because for 20 years there has been zero. In the last 30 days, there has been some.
Right.
Do we want Dale to continue that and be out there every day meeting
with the cat? I have no problem with that.
That is completely linked with your water rights. If you're in
the
absolutely.
We need
that's fine.
So we're okay
and I think
with that.
What we're looking at
is his slideshow and the pictures is step one or a somewhat of an indication of what he's trying to do going forward.
And so
we gave him approval. He's been out there
almost
5 days a week the last month doing that.
Yeah, he spent close to $15,000 of his own money.
Do we want him to continue this or if we don't? Because if we say, shelve the agriculture, we don't want to do that, then he's not going to be there. Johnsons are very capable.
But again, they would have never come if he wasn't there and then helping to line them out and prioritize and make that happen. So
we need somebody to do that. Does anybody else think we shouldn't? What about you, John?
No, I don't have.
So it should go forward. Fine.
We should go forward. I think so.
What about livestock?
Because I think that he's still going to write it up and we still have one more chance to redline something.
Right, anything, and probably.
Yeah.
We're trying to go through this, but that's a legal contract.
Let me
we're
say this.
That
for me personally,
these four things on this page
are very high to me, very
personal and something that I'm
motivated. When it comes to stuff that you
can touch up at the ranch again, the cattle grazing program,
roads, other
people can do that. These I have expertise. This over here is not.
I don't
use the cabins and whether we have this detail or that detail.
That's something that,
make the reservation.
As far as the BLM is concerned in our grazing right with the BLM, if we don't use it, we can let it go for a while.
Right.
Because we can tell them, hey, we have to build fences, we have to put in gates and cattle guards and so forth, and we need to let the land heal itself a little bit from overgrazing and so forth and from drought. But if we don't use that other right, after, you know, we don't continue to pay for that and use it, we can lose it. That's what I hear. You know, other the BLM can come in and say, well, we're going to take that lease from you and we're going to put other people out there to graze cattle, their cattle, and we have no control over the number or where or how they go.
And John, here's my thought.
So,
I've only been around for 15 years. I mean, Dale's been doing this for 30. Ben's been around for a while.
Yeah, a lot longer than I.
I've a long history of trying to be a ranch.
Right.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Right. And this hasn't really worked, but.
And realistically, what are we really going to be able to do as a ranch besides 300 property owners?
We can't.
Got a point there, yeah. So.
210.
So, yeah, because of diversity and non-participation, and it doesn't work out to be a real cattle operation.
Right.
You know, it doesn't lend itself the way we're currently
running
it. And even with this, I don't think it's going to lend itself to that. But to have cattle and horses and the ability to have them out there.
Well, a program like the ranch was run originally with the white Charolais in all the pictures.
Is a beautiful
program.
And works
well. It does not
take away
from the members. It's not the headache. It's when, if we try to run our own cows, we don't have the year-round. We don't have winter ground. It's a nightmare.
Just access again.
Or if you have an outside
concessionaire that
his priority is
fat cows, even if it destroys the ranch, and that's where we've been. Again, I've worked with Brent. I sat down with Brent on this rotation schedule. I
renewed
Brent's last lease 10 years ago. I sat down with Brent and Wayne. We went through and said, okay, cows must be here. They must be here.
It was between
the association and the BLM.
It was
we coordinated.
A nightmare.
And they just
exactly
would never
do it. And so.
And when the fences are down, that's your problem.
Right.
Yeah.
So to give somebody, because I want good looking fences,
whether there's a cow behind it or not.
Really?
That's what makes it look like here's the ranch. And so to see a few cows. But
to be able to disappear come fall and not worry about them starving to death or feeding them hay all winter and those kind of things, I think that they can put that, you know, together. And I would like to still work on that stuff, whether we approve this or not. If we don't approve this, it's back to us. And so as a board member,
you want
to
be in charge?
I would really like to,
you know, we talked about the committees and stuff. Putting that together.
See, all this stuff here is, I have a committee that addresses, that I have brainstormed, and it's covered all these different areas, but have I been able to implement a committee?
Nobody does it.
No, I mean, because I have been able to implement because I don't, for one thing, there's, you know, except for the communication committee and the road committee, security committee, I have, but I can't get the other stuff going.
I think when Finley's had the ranch, it was a summer cow operation.
Right. Yeah, that's all it is.
Calves in the spring, sold them in the fall because of that situation.
Yeah.
But they used to raise the best alfalfa in the state on that ranch, too.
Oh, it's there.
And so it was higher in protein and the place else you could get.
And that's where, instead of I think if we went back to the model of how the ranch looked in the last days of the Finley and the
first days that the Utah properties took it over and started the development and still had those same things,
if we just get back to that. If we had the reservoirs full that had water in them in 1974 and the ditches were, all of us would be
so happy.
Yeah.
But as a board member, I would rather
think through some of these things and say, Dale and some hired help, now go and do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's where,
you know, being a board member and we think through these ideas. If I've got to then go and do it, or then try to, you know,
again,
try to get Paul and Nancy to, you know,
whip them hard enough that they're going to do
work. Like, hey, go and repair
some fence during the middle of the night, and, you know, because there's not enough
manpower, and a volunteer board cannot do it unless we hire
more
people.
Did we agree to this?
Not yet. Are we going to put this ahead? Are we going to put this forward exactly as it's written? That's all.
No, we're still going through it.
Okay, good.
We're still going through this.
We're on livestock.
Okay,
John had a comment though.
I just have some questions. Really, we're talking about the managing of the livestock. We agree that we haven't done a very good job at it. A pretty lousy job. But also, if we don't have livestock here grazing, we lose this BLM, and that's what,
24,000
or something.
Yeah, we don't want to lose all those.
That means that they can turn it over to somebody else.
Well, and that's why I was saying.
I didn't finish. Because we need to, I would like to make a motion, and I'm nominating myself, whether this
happens or not, to
still work with the BLM and put them on notice that we are probably resting the ranch for 1 year. I think that if we do that, they will put in some money. They are hungry for ranchers to say, I will rest it for a year, if, and we could get, I think, some fencing equipment, some cattle guards and everything, if we work it right through this year, while at least 1 year while
we're closed. But if we
just don't do it and let them know we're taking non-use. I mean, they look at non-use as a
favorable for one or 2 years.
I'll take it.
Environmentalists can come back into grasses and stuff like that. If they know they've got a time limit that can grow and establish.
Yeah. If we don't keep that secure, our problem is
what I understand
is going to have it. And then we're responsible by Utah law.
But Dale knows
by
that.
keeping those cattle out. So if they come in here and we're unhappy, you keep them out.
Well, that's how we lost the forest.
We had the forest. I mean, everybody knows from the Deer Springs gate up, we had Deer Springs owned that grade, and we lost because of poor management. And we will. I mean, I
run with Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in North Denton. They're the largest no-kill
animal sanctuary. They are as opposed to killing any animals, anything. They release out their BLM, because when they finally realized, they told them, we're not going to run cows. The BLM said, fine, then we'll get your neighbor to. And then they said, oh, well, you mean our neighbor's going to be tracking down our roads and hauling
cows in and out?
We have no control. Same as what the
Nature Conservancy
and the Grand Canyon Trust that just bought the 2 Mile Ranch out in the Kaibab. They have leased out, but at least just like us, then we can influence.
We don't have the
headache on a daily
basis. But we
have to have cows there, or
one of our neighbors will.
And then we have lost all control of who's traipsing through, and they're going to say, well, we need to pick up cows. We need to come up this road in the winter and tear up the road, and we can't go.
We still need to be able to say and determine the number of or something.
No, the BLM does it already. You have so
true.
Many
that's
AUMs,
true.
You can't put more cattle on them.
Okay, well, that's
so it's already regulated.
We already discussed roads.
We did livestock and roads, and we need to say, okay.
He started a motion.
I'm okay. Oh.
Well, I don't know how everybody else feels on the livestock. I think that
if we discuss this for before the end of the year,
somebody needs to talk to the county and lay that out.
We need to talk with the BLM, and
I agree with that. You know, we need
I've got some maps that shows the water hole and the fences and stuff. Because under that, if we
don't maintain, they are BLM owned improvements.
On the BLM. The fences,
right.
As the permittee, it's our obligation to repair them. If they go out and find them in poor repair, which if they went out there today, I'm assuming they probably would, they may start saying, look,
you're not maintaining our
water holes,
you know, not Deer Springs,
but the BLM water rights and water holes. We're not maintaining their fences. I want to
let them know that
we are
serious.
Either, you know, one way or another, DSROA is going to be better in the
future and see what they will
do. Because I don't want them to think, I've heard through the grapevine right now,
we are on their
bad list because of a bunch of goats and a bunch of
issues with goats.
And I don't know all the details on them.
Oh,
I know the BLM.
Right.
The BLM.
He made a motion and he seconded it, really.
Was
it
just
need
to all in? I didn't hear a second.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he
made
the
motion.
John,
the motion is to contact the BLM?
Yes, and Ben donated his time. I heard it. And I want to say yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree.
About grazing.
Okay.
The motion was then to contact BLM about grazing.
And let them know
we're going to rest it for a year. And we're
and start putting a grazing rebuild plan.
And see if we can get some supplies from them. Okay.
And everybody said aye. Right?
Okay, are we okay with livestock?
Are we?
I am.
All we got is his word.
I need to know what.
No, I'm not sure about that.
But the livestock. It appears the board.
Yeah, we've got
to for several years.
Okay. All right. That okay.
And the roads.
And the roads.
We already
that's why I want to see the detail.
Okay, now we need to go to the next.
Right. Larry went ahead and signed the stuff, and we saw nothing of it.
Hmm.
Not until afterwards. They're gone.
Okay.
Under the bridge, right?
Okay, yep.
Okay. Recreation and other activities? I mean, which? Sure.
John here, second.
We want to see what he has to offer, don't we?
You know, we have a couple properties that could be lend itself to recreational activities, like campsites and this, that, and they have the way of developing it or looking.
Well, and the RVs, whether
it's the
RVs.
5 and 5/8
area, or it's been talked
about in the lower end of the well field, somewhere where we can see excess
water and stuff. Because there's a lot of people like
my camp. I would
come up, stay in
my camp trailer. You know, I'm going to do it on my lot. I've already spent the money and tied into the water system stuff. But a lot of people that are either friends or whatever that, you know, they're they would come stay in their old camp trailer before they'd stay in the cabin. And great. They can enjoy the ranch at less expense.
So we're saying, okay, we're moving right along. I love you, but we have to go.
I'm okay with that. All right. Cabins and buildings. I'm sorry.
And we also need that. He's willing to put in that much money into it. He ought to get something back out of it. You know, if they're willing to, because
well,
we know it has to be fixed. We know that they need a big, we don't have that kind of.
Just case in point, cabin four, which we took off because the bad septic, and we just haven't had the money or the time to do the, we wanted to, we've got the money, we were going to sleep elevation.
See, Rick Willis's bill
2 weeks ago
wouldn't have been any more last spring. Didn't somebody have to leave ship in the fall if you'd
right.
like, oh,
well,
make it
happen? Well, we've gone in and looked at that structure, and that whole structure needs to be lifted, and a foundation needs to be put underneath it, if we're going to keep it, because the wood is on the ground and it's rotten
how
out.
How much
do you
suppose that was going to be?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you, it's going to be about $30,000. So maybe 20. Maybe you could do it first.
And if we were even to try to do it ourselves, you know, it would take a lot longer time.
That's one of our problems here. Things to do ourselves.
Right.
And we don't have anybody to do it?
And we don't have
and then, well, you know who it's going to be. It's,
Paul and Nancy can't do it all.
And you guys are close. I'm 10 hours away.
Yeah. I know. You know what I'm, hey, we got members in Florida. We have members in England. You know, they're.
So let him do it.
It's cheaper to hire a professional to do it. And get it done.
And that's what we'd do. We'd be hiring a management company that will oversee.
Take care of it.
And as far as I'm okay with the cabins and buildings and.
Okay. On to
now's the time to get
two
some
more.
Cheaper
two
contractors.
More.
Two more done.
Two more.
Government document.
Nancy, can I?
Now that's where we've had heartburn before. Again, they're willing to research the state requirements and legal ramifications. That's good. As far as the bylaws, rules, and protective covenants, if they're willing to research that and see what's required and draft recommended changes and updates for consideration by our board and its members, I don't have time to do that.
No, it is.
None of us have time to do that.
All
right. Well, we spent 2 years on that already.
The knowledge to know where
sure.
to go.
Where to go?
Like the water.
I mean, exactly like the water.
It's already drawn. There's just a couple little lines in there that need to be finished, and it's done.
And we'll see it soon.
Yes, okay. You'll see it soon.
The master plan. This is something that I've always think that we need.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
You know, maintenance, operation, district, submit master plan suggestions to the board and its members, obviously, propose schedule of capital improvements and suggestions for funding operation.
I have a question.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, this is all wonderful, and I have nothing against any of it. It's all awesome, and I understand the master plan, like, stays in plan.
Yeah, well, that's
it
way
keeps going, right?
Keeps going, right? Larry,
right,
thanks.
Yeah. How's the garden
it's
growing?
It's not now.
It's
dead.
Well,
we want you to show us how to farm up there.
I do.
I know you do. You told me, when did you say your class starts?
Classes start in January and February.
So this will all stay in motion when a new board comes in instead of everybody flopping every time and everyone wants to take a different direction?
Did I hear this is for 2 years?
We
don't have the proposal.
Okay, because, when John leaves, okay, say he's the one, we'll just give him all the credit here for a second. He's the one that says this is the direction.
I get all the...
And it's all a good direction.
I get all the
well, then...
too.
next board comes in?
Linda becomes the new president, and she goes, oh, I don't like that way, and so we go that way. And then everything just goes.
But that's the whole reason to get an outside contractor.
That's what,
yeah. Right.
That's what we're trying to straighten out.
So that doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's so it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the reason for
that
it.
That's what I'm understanding, but I wanted
don't
to make sure.
Just for talking along those lines, and it hasn't, I don't know that it's written in here, the assessments then would go to the managing company, and we would be employees of the managing company.
No.
No,
no, the board is not an employee.
It was just that wasn't in the word.
I'm not a board member.
Maybe. Yeah, that's.
But you might be.
You might be a pin. But we haven't.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I was. That's what I was bringing up.
Put in one that we did agree on is that we have.
Hiring, firing,
right of refusal.
Exactly.
Whatever.
That's the benefit to somebody like the Braywood is. Your employer is the same for the next 10 years, not
the flip-flops of the whims of a board who comes in. And
you guys get so frustrated.
Because you start feeling proud, and you say, oh, that's a great idea. You put a year of your life in. The next board says, nope, scrap
that. Go over here. I guarantee, because I worked with the Beck
Stets for years, was our longest recent
operator and manager. I mean, buttons were there, but they were still...
Before that,
and that's what I'm saying. There were we had a lot in
the early days. Beckstrands were there for as long in there, but they got very frustrated every time the board kind of went a different direction.
I think that was. I think I said
that's
that
where the development of a master plan.
I expressed that concern that the board changes so often, and then whoever wants to take a different direction or not uphold the direction it was going and everything.
Yep.
But this will cure that.
I talked with Paul about locking or unlocking gates, and he said, well, this member said this. I said, Paul, you, as of right now, you're an employee of the board.
You've got to do with the board. If anybody comes to you to do something,
you have to encourage him, go talk to the board, because I can't flip-flop back and forth.
In the future, then
you would have an employer on a daily basis that you can
call, meet with weekly, make plans
and stuff, and then
it'll take us some time. But some of those policy and stuff will be hammered out with the board and the management, you know, company under
under the contract and some policy. Then it's easy
for you to say, yep, we know the gates are open
or they're not, or we let people, or we only let concessionaires. Or
now that's going to be an outside source managing the ranch.
Yeah.
Well,
under
this
proposal, if we agree,
Dale. Under this proposal,
if you hired whoever run that, you know, they live in St. George.
Right. No. Under this proposal, it would be Clarkson's property.
It's going
to
be
a common thing for a lot of homeowners associations to do a lot of this, even down to sending out notices.
Not a lot of them. I
dare find me one function
that doesn't have one.
You look at.
Almost all of them.
If anybody in a homeowner...
Or even the county. You know,
you take the Water Conservancy, for example.
You know, a lot of people sit on that board. Mike Noel is still
the executive director. He answers to the board, but he goes out and signs contracts, hires and fires, does
multi-million dollar projects. And for the Kane County residents...
Before that, it was the board.
And Todd McFarland tried to do some stuff, and nothing happened for 20 years until Mike Noel kind of took it. And
now
put that consistency with
absolutely.
And now we're getting somewhere as a county, mm-hmm. and they're one that have asked, you know, talked to me and looked at some of these other meetings, you know, and my, you know, other ranches that I manage and stuff, and said, hey, we want to help
Deer Spring,
we want to do stuff, who do we talk to? And I always say, well, right now the board president is John Southwick. Well, who's John Southwick, and is he going to be there next? I mean, there's a real fear,
because as an association, it's an issue.
We have burned,
you know,
everybody.
The thing is, yeah, like I'm currently the president, and next year I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. But this ranch is going to, I look at it, it's beyond me, it's beyond my life. This, it's like we're hoping to build something for our children, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren. That's what the ranch is. And like, we got to get this attitude away from, it's just me today.
Yeah.
It's, we got to look at,
well, and we can't expect all the board members to do it all either.
So,
well, it doesn't come down.
It doesn't work. We're all busy. We don't all live.
Well,
like
and not only that, but we
are, and most of us, I think,
all of our philosophy,
we are government. Government
does not manage well.
We got to call a vote.
The government.
We need a private
speed it up
business mentality to make better decisions.
We just influence
because government does
right.
Committee things, but when it actually comes to implementing it, we just talk about it and it never gets done.
Ultimately, you know, I see this land as God has given it to us to be good stewards of it. And it looks like in the past it's failed.
Well, there's just been so much change.
Right.
You know, not because they were
and the budget.
The heart's not good.
Directions,
they didn't plan to fail. They just failed to plan. This is what we're doing here is we're planning.
Okay.
As far as the master plans, and second, and I want to get this.
She seconded?
Yeah.
Okay.
My job.
But okay on master plan.
My job
and that's
would
it.
Be under Clarkson Properties then. I'm just trying to
well,
be
we
don't know.
We don't
I don't
know
what made that decision. I haven't changed it, but
we're
it all depends on how it's written up.
Well, we don't know if that would even change. But
I definitely, I don't think that you should have any fear that you would not have a job. Right now, you are the one and the most familiar with cabin reservations, helping to update
sure.
that, taking
sure.
it. Somebody's got to do that. Now, in the back in the years when Dale did manage it, Karen Jacobson did that.
Right.
She's not going to now.
No, I know.
We're not going to go and try to find somebody and retrain them to know all that you know when you're doing a good job where you're at. At the same time, there's some of the budgeting or
chasing bills
or frustration of before Braywood, I think that we're doing better. I understand just, you know, that with Holy, we had problems with money that we didn't know where it was and stuff.
We
company would
take care of those things.
We
need to make sure that we have, as a board, a process in that who they hire.
Well, talking to the board, would be in charge of, I mean, they could amend whatever to have her as part of the board as appointed.
You know,
I could become a board member because I am a land owner,
if
that were the case.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about my job.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to.
Are we
going to get the way it's written? Is we're going to, you know, either
they would
we
be
just,
managing it.
They're going to defer to DSRO for completion of tasks and responsibilities within the existing DSRO budget. Or are we gonna?
But they would be collecting. They would be collecting the assessments. They would be technically doing what I'm doing. Hopefully, I would.
You would be doing it.
I would be doing it.
You're doing it now.
For Clarkson Properties rather than for DSRO.
On a Wednesday, you talk to Clarkson Properties, not try to find jobs.
Do they have insurance?
Right.
Do they have health insurance plans?
They do.
No, does Clarkson Properties have a health
sure
insurance?
Sure they would.
I don't.
Absolutely they would.
They do, but right now I'm not sure that they have any employees. Their last employee, Karen, has recently left due to her health.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know.
The question is then, since it says in there that we're not paying anything, so is that taken out of the budget then?
Yes, it would be taken out of the budget if that were the case.
Well, that will be something we can discuss.
But that's already
in
the budget.
That's where we got
to
get.
Look at
the last page. It says that they're looking for us to authorize to cover the cost.
Well, definitely.
Some of that stuff is.
The hundred and
whatever $1,000 we have now, Clarkson probably not going to go do all that work.
And that just accumulate in the association's
coffers.
Then still got to go to do the same thing. The whole point is to take that $120,000, though,
and
try to
stretch it. And manage it
more
effectively to
cover
more ground.
More better.
Okay, we have two motions.
All right, I have one question here. And I suppose we'll find that out when the proposal is made. Is that we agreed to their proposal. Clarkson Property is going to take all these responsibilities. How are they benefiting other than the love of doing it?
That's the risk they're taking so that they can rent out cabins
they're
bale hay or do whatever they're going to do.
That's
where they're
going
to get revenue.
But also, one of the things,
what if they don't win?
Dale is the Clarkson Property is the largest landholder up there, is paying multiple times what each of us are paying.
Oh, yeah.
If we can find outside revenue,
I don't. Personally, I'll tell you this: the assessment's never going to zero.
But if it could be cut back and done on a user
basis,
you want to ride horses, you pay for it.
I own my own horse. I don't want to pay for you to ride your horse, you know, kind of thing. And
try to break it up.
That
reduction will be more of a benefit to Clarkson Properties than anybody else.
Right. Right. That's part of it. Is and bottom line, this is. Honestly, I would be less
inclined to support this
other than I know. Bottom line,
Dale has a few more years left. It's his dream to finish this.
Well,
he will put his heart and soul and money into it, and I think
that for the next 50 years, for our children who will be out there, we'll always look back and say,
that last
5-10 years of
Dale's life
made up
for
the 20 years that we
kind of
mismanage and fought over things.
No, I understand that too, but I also know that there are other reasons. I ask that question, there's going to be ones who will ask that question, and Phil Hall will be one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just there always seem to be, for the last 15 years I've been here, there's like two camps.
Right.
You know, one camp
is
and we have to contend with them.
Right.
We represent them.
That's right.
True.
One camp hates Dale.
Well,
and
no matter what he does, they're going to be against.
I don't think they hate Dale. They always thought that there was some sort of development still going on. I think that's what they.
And there's always that fear factor, and I think the main thing is we've got to deal with individual
issues. It's
not personality of people.
Right. And we
have to say, if somebody brings up a valid issue,
and if it's
hey, I just don't like Dale White. Well, I just don't like, well, that may, it holds no weight as a board member.
Now, if they have a valid point.
It's a valid point. The seven of us then can say,
Dale,
this is a valid point. This is something that, you know, we're getting, you know, not a majority even, but a significant number of the ranch that don't want this or whatever.
Sure.
We've then got to.
That's
why we're
on
the board.
He's the manager. If his company,
he got to answer the answer to the board.
And we still have the right to terminate the contract.
Again, the devil's in the details on that. I really think
right.
If we don't see what it says in the paperwork to say what is our opportunity to modify the contract. What is our opportunity to say this is not working?
Well, the important thing is the overall cancellation clause.
Yes.
You don't need to have. Cause
I hate long contracts.
We don't need to say
we have all these rights and decisions.
Because we just say, Dale, either we influence and you respect it or we cancel the contract.
That you know, we don't need to say we can say that who can hire and fire all.
Right,
I mean,
right.
We can have some of it, but
we can't micromanage
everything.
We just say,
he may say, well, there's nothing in the contract that says I have to grade the road that way. Okay. Then we cancel the contract and we just start from scratch.
We always have to have that.
Yeah, as long as we're free to do that, then I have no problem with it.
Any manager has to have a right to manage.
That makes sense.
Right. You're right. We don't want to micromanage, but you know we have to macro some. You know.
But
that's why we're the board.
But, you know, my company, I manage two divisions for them, and they never say anything. I say never. It's rarely. But, you know, my job is on the line if I'm wrong too many times.
Anticipating, there will be members who will scream their heads off because I hear it on my phone when they call me.
Well,
and I'm a pretty good mediator.
A motion.
He made the proposal.
Did you make the motion?
I second it, and we just need a vote.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any against?
I motion we leave.
We have a bunch of.
Hold on, we're not done with that yet. What do we have? What do you got?
But you're the treasurer. I know. A customer is leaving.
You have
to afford this.
Okay. So we can work on the budget if we promise to email each other and formalize things in December because we are meeting in December.
Contact Dale about this. Who's going to contact Dale?
Somebody has to let him know that it's been approved.
Yeah.
You should.
John Phil.
I will let them know.
And they will probably
okay.
bring a budget for their operations to be taken over when.
Well,
and
that's good. And you will contact me and come back with that when you guys hammer it out.
This is just areas that need to be addressed.
We need to run parallel tracks. What I would suggest is, bottom line, in
2009, we cannot raise the assessment.
Okay.
Nobody's going to allow that. Nobody wants that.
No. I'm not sure that we can reduce it because we have a lot of ground to make up.
So,
tentatively,
everything will stay.
We've got a reason in the same.
And if you would send out, you know, last year's budget,
so we can start saying, how do we go out and spend it again?
Whether we spend the money and it's our budget, or we say, Dale, this is kind of where we want to allocate more to roads and less to this and stuff,
And he'll put together his,
and we can hammer that out next meeting. That's what we're going to mainly.
Yeah, that's mainly what we're going to do.
The biggest portion
of this is some of the lot of unknowns. It's some,
I'm not proposing raising dues.
Nope.
One thing I would like to do, if there's any monies left over from this budget, is that we put it in a reserve fund, a capital improvement fund.
We need to buy 3 refrigerators for next year.
I have a list of things. I say we lower the assessment a penny for DASIS.
I think
that way next year we can raise it a penny. You know?
Yeah.
Well, we should do with what we have, because right now we're illegal with our refrigerators. Really.
We're not using them right now.
Cabin 6 and Cabin 9 have old servo.
We're not using them right now. They're not being used right now.
Well, next year's budget.
I know, but that's next.
Oh, they work great.
The thing is,
so what's wrong with them?
No, red tag.
We have them. No, we're going to.
Carbon monoxide levels are too high.
We don't have to do this right now because we established a budget for cabins. It will come out of that budget for cabins, and that's where we'll
get the money. We don't have to buy them this year.
We don't have to buy them.
Yeah. No, okay. But that's just some of the things. But what I've got here is, for instance, on this budget, there is no workers' compensation in this budget. There is no there's 2 or 3 things on here that are not on this budget that need to be revised. And so I will email it to you guys.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
But basically what you're saying is that we'll stick pretty close to what we have.
It's still going to come out of whatever we set for the management. Workers' compensation comes out of management salary.
I don't know. It may be a little bit more than that, but yes, I understand.
That's where it's going to come out of. So whatever we budget for management salary,
that's where it comes out.
That's where it comes out.
Not another line item. It's just
the same.
On the
next meeting date.
So we're not doing a budget today. Because I had a couple of things that I wanted to suggest.
Did you email everybody?
Okay. I just wanted to. You know,
I suggest that we table it. I'm okay, but if we want to pound it out,
I don't care for 5 minutes. But I,
you know, just because I'm not sure what it is, but I agree.
Well, a new portable generator, one, and I don't know what the tool budget is, but I think that would.
We're way over on the tool budget.
Well, if it's those kind of things,
this is next year. This is on next year's budget.
That comes out of the funds that we allocate.
But I know what the tool budget is, and this is
or. It's just if we can allow for that.
The bottom line, I'll tell you right now,
we've been through this a long time.
We need to
this comes back to the thing that we will never make this work, because it's a matter, are we going to not get a generator we direly need, or are we going to let people fix, until we go with something to increase some revenue and make things more efficient.
I think we need to see what this is going to be before we determine what a budget
is.
We
have the revenue. I'm just talking about reallocating it. That's what my budget proposals are.
And, you know, if we can suggest to Dale to have those documents emailed to us
beforehand,
in a Word format and not in Corel, like he was saying, sending before, or text.
Yeah, I like PDFs. My old computer,
PDFs,
I can get PDFs,
Word,
but I can't get
text.
I can't get Word.
Okay. All right, PDF or text.
Oh, text.
We
I can get text.
PDF or text and sent to us. That would be, so we can look at them ahead of time. That would be good.
John will make that suggestion.
Do you all get my email?
When I communicate with Dale that we approve this.
Do we need to set the date for the next meeting? I know you're